Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thank you, Simon. I believe that the BBC almost got it right with Gaza. Tell us about this.
Almost.
What happened?
Almost, not quite. What happened? Well, they put together a one-hour documentary looking back a year ago on the events of the day, May the 14th, 2018. Some of you will remember that was the day when the Americans moved their embassy to Jerusalem, and we witnessed horrendous scenes at the Gaza border fence,
yes,
where there were multiple deaths and many, many injuries.
Sure.
And of course, you know, being the usual, Israel got blamed for, you know, the violence, even though, of course, this was incited by Hamas. And, you know, we've been going on for a year now, all these demonstrations, and Israel has tried to put its case forward to show that, in fact, these were people that represented an imminent threat to the border communities, and some of them were armed, and their intentions were to cross the barrier that's getting into Israel. And, you know, a lot of people haven't been listening. Now, to the BBC's credit, and although this was an independent filmmaker that did this, he took footage from both sides, from the Palestinian side. You know, obviously there's a lot of mobile phone footage from that day. There was also IDF footage trained on the site of the fence to see what was going on. And they've put it together, interviewed Palestinians who were either injured or they were family members of those who were killed or seriously injured. They also interviewed the IDF, and they put together what at face value seems to be a very, very accurate representation of what happened that day. However, and I say however, this is the BBC, so of course it's never going to be that favourable to Israel. And there were a number of things that stood out. One of them, which a lot of people have made a fuss about, certainly within Britain at the moment, is an interview that was done. In fact, there were a few interviews with some of the Palestinians who admitted they wanted to get through the fence. And at least one of them talked about how he was going to, I don't know how to put this, he was going to literally chop the head off of a Jew. Not an Israeli, a Jew. Now, I was watching this documentary live, and I can't speak Arabic, but unfortunately, there are a few that, and the guy said Yahud, which is Arabic for Jew, and the BBC translated it as Israeli. Now, why is this important? Well, quite frankly, this is almost censoring anti-Semitism. I believe
goes
that
down to
people
ideology.
Should know.
Sure.
The people should know that that Palestinians are driven by anti-Semitism. I can guarantee that were that Palestinian to cross the border and find an Israeli Arab, he wouldn't decide to chop his head off. He'd go looking for a Jew. So that was one thing that's been picked up on. There were other problems as well with lack of context. And I think, obviously, the documentary being called One Day in Gaza, you cannot get to the bottom of the problems in Gaza unless you go back a lot further than one day. And to be fair, they went back 6 months where they went to the genesis of this march of return and showed that it was actually a grassroots movement. And they showed it was hijacked by Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Fair enough. But, you know, Gaza, you can't really just sweep over the problems that are there in the space of 60 seconds. We did, however, see some very positive things. The IDF was interviewed and shown in quite a positive light. And other things, for example, the incitement, it proved the incitement that was going on the Palestinian side. It proved that Palestinians, by their own words, wanted to cross the fence. Something we hadn't seen before, and even the thing that started the shooting on that day. We've always said that Palestinians fired first, something was denied. This documentary actually made it clear that armed Palestinians shot at Israeli soldiers, and that started this entire incident. So there were some takeaways from this, but ultimately we're seeing footage of Palestinians being shot, and I have to say, nothing can compare to that. So sadly, we're up against it when it comes to the footage that comes out of these things. Those sort of scenes are always more powerful, and it always presents the Palestinians as victims.
Yeah. Unfortunately, is that when somebody labels you a victim, you begin to believe your own narrative, and victimhood never served anybody, ever. So, Simon Pluska, thank you so much. Keep on doing the good work that you do, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you very much.